everybody. Izzy Lyman here, and we are in the bottom half of the third hour of the Your Defending Father show. And I just wanted to read a text I got that I didn't get to, and I apologize, but things happen fast sometimes in this radio world. There was a question to Tim Roberts, and Tim, if you're listening, maybe you can address this on your website. I think you must address this on your website, and I'm going to encourage this listener to go to your website or just drop you an email. And the question is, do CBDs test on drug tests at workplace? And definitely forward your thoughts to Tim. And also, Sound of Freedom should be watched by all those of us who are talking a lot about child trafficking would agree. And sadly, that movie is way too close to real life. So, and one more is from Randy Walker, says he gets his news from different sources, Gateway Pundit, Epoch Times, Newsmax, OAM, and other conservative sites. And he has a message for our guest, Sherry O'Donnell. He says he looks forward to meeting with Dr. Sherry tomorrow afternoon at Shanty Creek. Welcome to the program, Dr. O'Donnell.
Thank you. Pleasure to be on again. Izzy, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you. And I'm looking forward to talking to you about your campaign and all that you've been up to. But I got to start with this first question that's been on my mind. What did you think of the endorsement by Trump for Mike Rogers?
I think the same thing that Rand Paul does. It is a terrible endorsement. Rand Paul, if anybody has seen Senator Rand Paul's rebuttal saying he is deep state, he doesn't need to do it. Mike was involved with Benghazi. Mike was also involved with writing and co-sponsoring the Patriot Act. That is a terrible choice, and everybody, inclusive of the Trump endorsement team, was telling him not to do it. I've been in contact with several people on the endorsement team, and everybody's saying they told him no. And ultimately, what I've been told is that was an anti-Justin Amash, because Justin and Peter Myers both voted to impeach Trump.
Huh. Wow, that's complicated. I, too, was extremely disappointed, as were many, many patriots. We couldn't figure that one out. But it is what it is, and we're going to press on, and we're going to talk about your campaign today for U.S. Senate. What have you been doing? What have you been? Where have you been going? Who have you been meeting? What are people saying to you?
Yes, yes, and yes. I'm all over the place. So I was up in the U.P. The past couple of days, went to Berga at their Lincoln Day dinner, and I was the only person in attendance. There were a couple people that Zoomed, and I'm sorry, I think the UP in Northern Michigan needs to be able to meet the candidates that they have the opportunity to vote on. And I'm here to tell you the other message that I've gotten from grassroots is Trump is not voting. We are. So when it comes to them endorsing Mike Rogers, they're like, yeah, we'll show him who really is going to put people into office. The constituents are not in favor of Mike Rogers. So I was up in Berga. I was in Mackinac City. I met Mayor, and I also met George, who has that infamous brewery there.
George, the Ranvilles, they're great, good patriots to have on your team.
Absolutely. So his place was great. I got a tour of the brewery and understanding of that, and then met with the mayor. I went, left there. So I left Wednesday morning at 6:05, got on the road, headed north, got to Mackinac in time for a 11:30 meeting, left Mackinac City shortly after that, went to Berga, attended the Lincoln Day dinner, probably 100, 150 people there. Great, great event. Left there that night, drove to Curtis. Then from Curtis, I drove to St. Ignace the next morning, met with, again, a group of people that Roxanne DeFort had set up for me, walked out of there with a county captain, with people eager to have met me, and then I drove down to Montcalm last night, got home 10:30, and finally slept in my bed after 3 days. It was great. But I'm loving getting out there and meeting the constituents, because how can I represent the people if I don't know them? And how can they vote for me if they don't know me? So lots of miles, lots of hours, but I'm loving being up there.
Well, bless your heart. What are constituents saying to you? What's their top, like, say, 3-4 concerns?
Oh, the border.
Oh, okay.
And it was nice because
I like hearing that. I want to see more people paying attention, but go ahead.
So I've been at 5 points of entry at the border. I was involved with Take Our Border Back convoy the beginning of February. I've been endorsed by Tom Homan. I am the only one that has a plan to close the border, so we can talk about it or we can do something about it. And I'm that candidate that's going to do something about it. As a matter of fact, when I ran for Congress, my team, my volunteer team, call me Dr. Do. I am the one that's going to do something. So 5 points of entry, I can tell people firsthand what the border is like. So that's a big thing. The next biggest thing is inflation. But inflation is impacted by the border, especially as we give each illegal immigrant, and yes, I will call them an illegal immigrant, $5,000 at the border, a phone, and their transport, their ticket to whatever city, whatever sanctuary city they're going to. What's happening is not only evil to the people that's happening it to, but then how we are treating and opening up the borders is nonsense. It's dangerous.
It's very dangerous. So what did you personally see when you went to the border recently that really made an impact on you? Because I'm sure you saw a lot of things that made an impact.
I did. And truly, we don't have enough time in this brief interview. What I walked away with was the deeper understanding of how depraved the human mind could be. When you listen to a 15-year-old little girl who's been in the sex trafficking and was recently rescued, 15 years old, and she said she got through each day because she would count to 100. Now I'm thinking, certainly at 15 you could count higher than 100, but she counted to 100 because she knew at 100 there would be no more rapes for that day. And her count could start the next. 15, she'd been in the trafficking 3 years. If you do the math in 24 hours, that is 4 times an hour without even including any sleep.
Yes, that's
so
terrible.
Evil. You know, we went on several patrols, and actually during the patrol runs, we caught what they call a coyote, and that's those that are escorting this young man who's 17 years old. And Izzy, I went from wanting to just punch him in the nose to wanting to hug him and say, "You idiot." He was 17 years old. And he was like, he was going to go live with his family in Los Angeles, Portland. And it's like, okay, lie number one. But cleaner than you and I, he was not traveling for 2 days, as he said. And he was processed by the Border Patrol and was released again in Mexico. And I was told he'd have another run before dinner was through.
It's crazy. Insanity.
It's worse than that. It is worse than that. So this young man had glued carpet to the soles of his feet because that doesn't leave footprints then in the dirt and sand. So there are areas of the border that are just open field. You can absolutely walk across. I've been in 35 countries, mostly disaster relief, and it looked a whole lot like refugee camps that I've seen overseas.
So you also met up with Tom Homan. Am I correct on that?
You are correct. He has endorsed me. He has endorsed me. When I first met Tom, I said, "Tom, I'd really be obliged if you would look at my plan and see if that makes sense." And he said, "I'll look at it. If I like it, I'll endorse you. If I don't, I'll educate you." And Tom has done both.
Yes,
so he has endorsed me. He's a great man. He is the one that was, in case people don't know, the director of ICE when President Trump was in office.
Yes, thank you for saying that. I was about to bring that up. And he is very, very good on exposing the invasion. And we certainly hope if Trump wins again, he has a place in the administration. So anyway,
as President Trump does win, he's already been told that he'll be back over the border and he will have a place in the administration.
Certainly. So what else besides the border? What you said, inflation, how are folks talking to you about that?
They all see it at the gas pump. They see it at the grocery store. They see it, you know, the young people. There was a forum in the Detroit area not long ago that there was a panel of young people, and I wanted to hear what the young people had to say. They're concerned they're never going to be able to buy a home. So the American dream right now is being shattered for our young people.
Well, if we're bringing millions and millions of people over into our country, and I'm saying that generously, where are they all going to live? And of course, it's going to impact our housing situation.
Well, it is. And Izzy, I saw that even as early as when COVID first came out and I was traveling back and forth to New York, I would stay at the same hotel. So as a consequence, I was able to leave some of the stuff that I would use from week to week. And there was a week that I came in. I'm going to sneeze.
Oh, that's okay. We'll say bless you.
Excuse me. Thank you. So sorry.
No worries.
But I'd come in week to week, and I'd leave some stuff there. Well, there was a Friday I came in. I was like, what's happened? Well, suddenly the hotel was being remodeled. The whole lobby was suddenly boarded up. My stuff was put in storage. I said, "What's going on?" "Oh, now I left on Monday, and I'd be back on Friday." So in those 4 days, the hotel was bought by the government and turned into immigrant housing.
Incredible.
Huge hotel, nice hotel. You know, not a five-star, but a nice hotel. And used then. That was 4 years ago. And yet we have vets sleeping on benches. That's insanity.
So would you say no hotel is safe from the invasion? No hotel anywhere.
I wouldn't take the liberties of saying that. I would have to say that we have to be careful. We have to understand kind of who owns those hotels at this point. And are they being used for illegal immigrants? And I think certainly the Dems want to do that so that they can offer housing to the illegal immigrants. But Whitless in our state, Governor Whitmer in our state wants us to house them in our homes, as she's recently put out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And what? Let them do it first, right? Let's see how many of them do it.
Yeah, they have a big house. They could probably house several.
Yes, I'm guessing zero because that's how it works. So I don't want to get too deep into this discussion because I don't want to take away from your time. But just real briefly, the idea of conservative women in politics. We need more conservative women in politics, especially to counter some of these far woke radicals, Marxists that are girl bosses. No, do we not need more conservative women?
That's my opinion. That's part of course, why I'm running.
That's part of my opinion. Right?
And, you know, how many of us always have that honey-do list and we have to remind our husbands, sorry, guys, ladies will get it done. Guys, talk about getting it done.
That's funny. Yes, I had a really good conversation with Steph Jacobson about this a couple of days ago. So we want to see less girl bosses, and we're definitely pro-men. I'm all for men, too, and strong leaders. But these ladies in Lansing, mamma mia. Anyway, so what's next for you?
So we're going up to the outdoor event in that Trek Arena. He actually had tickets at the Eastport Baptist Church on Saturday. We also have a two parades. Of course, I can only be in one at a time. So we're going to do the Kent County GOP St. Patrick's Day parade. And of course, with the last name O'Donnell, I love the St. Patrick's Day. So sure. We'll do a St. Patrick's Day. But we're all over the place. It's on my website, docsherry2024.com. But it's my goal to step foot in every county. Right now, we're up to 59 counties of the 83 I've personally been in.
And are you on social media, Facebook, Twitter?
Of course, everyone.
Okay. So if we go to your website, we can find links to the Facebook and the Twitter and the Instagram or whatever. Not the TikTok, I hope, right?
Never. One of the things I want to announce, because this is going to be huge, Izzy, and most of our listeners are going to be very, very interested in this. Most have been following Dr. McCullough and Dr. Malone. We're doing a Faith, Family, and Medical Freedom Conference, April 6th and 7th. Look at our website. That's going to be huge.
All righty. Thank you, Dr. Sherry.
Thank you.
And we wish you the best. I'm Izzy Lyman. We'll be back for the final segment of the show.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Hello, everybody. This is the final segment of the show, Your Defending Fathers, 97.7 WCHY Sheboygan. And I thank you very much if you've stuck with the whole show, because we've had really great guests, as always. Good conversation, thoughtful people trying to make a difference, working hard, whether it's in the world of small business or whether it's in the world of politics or education. And really, I think what we haven't talked about all that much, although Pastor Chatfield provided a little bit of it, is the spiritual component. And I'd like to say a word about Transformation Michigan, who do a very fine job of praying, intercessory prayer. They have a website, so look that up, and you can join the prayer call anytime. But we desperately need to turn to God in these times, because we have huge challenges, terrible things happening, great evil. And again, we cannot underestimate the spiritual component. So again, check out Transformation Michigan. Join their prayer call some night. They pray for national issues and national leaders, but they also pray for the folks in Lansing. And sometimes some of these leaders from Lansing actually come on the call. For example, Representative Joe Fox, a fine man, a fine Christian man. He was a former headmaster of the Harbor Light Christian School in Harbor Springs, and now he's serving in the legislature and very honorably. But he sometimes comes on the call, and he brings one of the younger reps, and they pray over them. And I just can't say enough about praying for these leaders. In fact, it is in the Bible to pray for our leaders. And if we want to make a difference, we have to pray to the Lord to heal our land. And of course, part of it is us. We have to repent and turn to the Lord. And I think that's really, really important. Let me say a few more things about the media. I don't know if I'll have time to read anything, but I'm going to read a little bit of this one article I'd like to get to, because I think it's quite shattering. It is a story by Muckraker.com, and Muckraker is actually run or managed or started by a pair of young men in their 20s, and they recently have had this story, Illegal Alien Foster Homes Exposed Child Deliveries in the Middle of the Night. So it was a bombshell of a trafficking story, and so here's some of the figures and numbers from it. Under the Biden administration, nearly 500,000 children have been trafficked into the U.S., and I guess that's what they know about. They are transported via mass human smuggling routes, such as the Darien Gap jungle and onboard Mexico's train of death. After detention by Border Patrol, unaccompanied children are transferred to the care of the Office of Refugee Resettlement, also known as ORR, within 72 hours. Again, that whole administrative class runs this ORR place. While their cases are being processed, children are held in secret facilities such as a compound in Carrizo Springs, Texas, or a repurposed Walmart center in Brownsville. ORR then works to place the children with sponsors across the country. Sponsors ideally are relatives or family friends already residing in the U.S. However, due to questionable vetting procedures, extremely questionable, it is not uncommon for children to end up in the hands of human traffickers. Since 2021, one-third of the children who have been placed with a sponsor have never been heard from again, while others have fallen victim to sex and labor trafficking. And HHS whistleblower, federal whistleblower, Tara Rodas, has been talking about these missing children. She testified before Congress. And in fact, she was a speaker by Zoom a couple of days ago via the True North Patriots hosted her. So anyway, these young fellas from Muckraker went to various sites where they actually saw the children being trafficked. They went to the airport in the middle of the night in New York City. Then they did research, and it's all online if you want to go see it, muckraker.com, or it's on Twitter. It is just amazing what they got. And they must have been tipped off, obviously, to show up at an airport in the middle of the night where there's these shady-looking people in vans escorting children with masks in the van. And again, if you saw the Sound of Freedom movie, it's right out of the scene of that movie, but this is 100 times more hideous, because these are religious NGOs doing the trafficking, and they're doing it with our tax dollars, without our permission. There was no consent of the government at all. So this is an incredibly important story, and I do urge you to take a look at it. Muckraker, MUCKRAKER.com, and just watch it, and your heart will break. And if you see it and you want to do something, absolutely contact your congressman, your congresswoman, and tell them, please hold a congressional hearing on these NGOs. We do not want to give our money to this anymore. Call out the evil, because that's what our job is. We must call out the evil. This is a terrible situation in our country. And on a that's on a macro scale, but on a micro scale, definitely. Our children are getting brutalized, whether it's through abortion or whether it's through grooming or whether through just being hurt at school. We've seen, all of us have probably seen a video by now of a small child getting brutalized on a bus ride, a school bus, and no one really caring too much or doing anything about it, which again is extremely shocking and extremely alarming. So we need to care. We need to care for these children that don't have a voice and don't have responsible adults in their lives. They don't have a chaperone, a lifeguard, a parent. We need to care, I think, in the best and reasonable way possible, obviously. We can't do everything about everything, but we can do a little bit, especially if it involves public funds. We need to speak up. We need to take a stand. We need to say, no, 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 we're not going to allow children to be treated this way, not on our watch. And we have to do everything possible. But I do urge you to do that, to take a look at these stories. Just get a passion for getting involved, even if it's a small way, even if it's a donation to somebody, it's a letter, a phone call. I think we had plenty of suggestions this week from folks. Some folks are going the extra mile and running for office, and that's a hard thing. You heard from Dr. Sherry. She's traveling from one end of the state to the other, and I'm sure she would love a donation, even a small one, to encourage her in what she's doing. The same thing with Todd Smallenberg. The same thing. These folks are putting themselves out there. They're knocking on doors. They're talking to voters. They're grinding it out, especially in the U.S. Senate race where you have all those people running. And we have, you know, these rhino neocon types. They got all the money, right? So it's up to us, the grassroots, to help these candidates that are trying their best and really repping us, representing us in our point of view, that we don't want that kind of government. We don't want a government for evil. We don't want a government that limits our rights. We don't want a government that takes away our 2A, our 1A, our property rights. We don't want warrantless searches. We don't want any of it. But the only way to change that is through electing good people. But to elect good people, we also need to support them while they're out there, while they're working hard, while they're standing for truth, while they're standing for the Lord. This is an important time in our country. I know everybody says that every presidential election. But hey, I think it's an important time in the United States, and we have to do whatever we can. And I think I appreciate all those people. And I appreciate all of you for listening, very much so. Randy's audience, I know many, many, many of you are committed patriots. I've had the pleasure of actually meeting some of you at conventions or at events. And so it's been a pleasure to be here this week. And I hope you have a good weekend and a happy St. Patrick's Day. I'm Izzy Lyman.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
You've never seen the internet like this before. Blazing fast connection, symmetrical upload and download speeds, unlimited access, affordable rates, and no contracts. Delivered by your trusted local cooperative, Presque Electric and Gas Co-op. PIEG Connect will transform the way you live, work, and play in rural Michigan. There's fast internet, and then there's PIEG Connect. Show your interest at PIEGConnect.com.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is noon.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across Michigan and throughout the region.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, federal court officials are trying to seize tax refunds and unclaimed property belonging to former Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick to satisfy restitution the corrupt politician owes taxpayers. A collection attempt emerging amid news he has leased a $90,000 luxury SUV and his wife's consulting firm bought an $807,000 home in Novi. The U.S. District